morning. What day is it?
Monday, June 14th is Flag Day.
Today is Monday.
Today is Flag Day.
Now raise that flag.
Raise the flag.
Raise the flag.
Here they come. Raise the flag.
You're a grand old flag.
You'll find true love on Flag Day. Why, it's Flag Day today.
Now take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
So am I. So am I. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Flag Day. And boy, we've seen that. We've seen the Stars and Stripes. We've seen the atrocities recently that a certain generation just doesn't care. They don't understand. It, maybe it's not that they don't care. It's that they don't understand. They've been taught something completely different of what it is to be proud to be an American. We have media people saying that, well, the flag is racist. We've got people walking all over it, burning it, wiping their, with it. It's a symbol of America, American freedom for everybody, for all of us, race, religion, gender, to have an incredible life, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that flag symbolizes that. give her the respect that she deserves. And teach the children to give her this respect that she deserves. Not what they learn in school. It's a big day today. It's not only Flag Day, it's also the Army's birthday. Yeah. And guess what? It's also President Donald J. Trump's birthday. We just got a lot of things going on today. And it looks as though WikiLeaks has made another dump of information. I just received an email on this. I have not looked at any of the... I have not looked at any of the information. It's very interesting, though, the notification that I just received. And it's kind of scary. So this is what I received. WikiLeaks just dumped all their files online. Everything from Hillary Clinton's emails, McCain's being guilty, Vegas shooting done by, well, I'll let you look into that. So many people are waking up to the fact that they are controlled. But you know what? You don't have to be. I believe in privacy, but I also believe in accountability. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. I want to know your thoughts on this. Because I do believe in privacy. But there are also people lying out there straight to your face about what kids are being taught in school. How kids are being treated in school. And vice versa. How kids are treating teachers. So, there's actually a push for this, and I want to know what you think. Should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? Thought that would be an interesting question today. Should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? Friday's poll question, both of them which brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the school closures are the cause of children's mental health issues? 80% of those participating in the poll said yes. As far as it goes for our flag references today, just got this text. And yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Seems like the rodeo is the only sporting event where folks still stand for the national anthem. It's coming. Don't let the few dictate the many. Because there are still many, many basketball players. Many baseball players, many football players that still stand for the national anthem. We focus on those who don't to point it out. And there are even some that, you know, just, well, to hell with it. If we're going to have such a controversy, get rid of the national anthem altogether. That's what Mark Cuban tried to do. Yeah. Until the state came back where he's at and says, you know what? No. We're going to make it a thing that if you want to play, if you want to get tax benefits, you're going to play the national anthem before your event. Why would you not want to? Why would you not want to honor the flag, this country? Because it's honoring those who gave us the opportunity and the ability to argue with each other, to express our views, to be able to protect one another. The ones who have gone before, the ones who have laid down the lives to protect the Constitution of the United States of America, our Bill of Rights, and they go under the banner of the American flag. And I am so proud. I was thrilled to say that Nevada is fighting back. And to be able to announce weeks ago that Lander County became the first constitutional county in all of the United States. All of the United States. People were, what does constitutional county mean? What does that mean? Well, it means a lot, actually. It means that you put people's rights above arbitrary things that others have put together. But now, I'm even more proud to say that elected representatives from Elko County have now become the second. This is the way to do it. They sign a resolution. And it's agreed upon by all those who run the county that they live in. The sheriffs, the AG, the commissioners. And they sign this resolution, all of them. And hopefully it's never broken. And when we come back, I'll let you know what those orders actually entail. It's the Monica Jay Show on this Flag Day. I know it's a talk show, but we've got a few more songs to honor the red, white, and blue coming up throughout the show. Because you know what? She doesn't get the recognition that she deserves. Maybe that happened when we started making all of our United States flags, or for the most part, in China. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just something to think about. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
If you're taking your first vacation since COVID, call Unworldly Tours. We'll hook you up with an amazing itinerary based on where Americans think famous landmarks are located. First, you'll visit the Statue of Liberty in Boston. Then you'll take a tour of the Gateway Arch in Chicago. And finally, Unworldly Tours will whisk you away to check out the Space Needle in Houston. Unworldly Tours. Who knows where you'll be going? Unworldly Tours not responsible for you not finding the stuff you thought you were going to see.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Day. It's the Monica Jay Show on this Flag Day 2021. And wow, so many things coming down the pike this morning that very interesting, to say the least. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910. That's our talk and text line. Remember that texting number because we're going to give you the opportunity to win a fabulous prize today here on the show. The Justice Department, this is coming out from a tweet. The Justice Department's top national security official is resigning after revelations the department secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. That's going to be interesting. Thank you, Jan. Absolutely. Just remember, this is from Jan this morning. Just a reminder, today is Flag Day. Fly your flag before the left deletes it and renames it Kiss Your Bird Day or something. You know, Jan, that is, that's not far off. Because if you subscribe to the Epic Times, you will have seen that in New Jersey, school board members there are in a lot of hot water. And you thought CRT, critical race theory, and the SHARE program, and all the other BS that they're doing was the big issues. Oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There is a petition now circulating for the resignation of school board members there in New Jersey after they decided that the names of all holidays, again, I think it's the attack on Christmas, the attack just on America, all holiday names to be replaced. Guess what they want to replace it with? Day off. Just generic day off. It's not Memorial Day honoring our fallen men and women in the military. It's not Veterans Day honoring those who continue every day of their lives to fight for this country. It's not Christmas. It's not Thanksgiving. Hell, if it were to happen here, it wouldn't even be Nevada Day. We are seeing more and more parents stand up for what is right. But what even is more right is getting rid of these, well, I guess they're not really psychos. They just have a different ideology. They believe in communism, total control, and a left-wing agenda. It's just sad because it has infiltrated our school system. But what you know isn't sad is the fact that people have woken up to it. We have a list of names that are going for the current open Washoe County School District Board of Trustees seats, and another big old list of names of people who will be running for office to replace the other liberals that are on the board and to get back our values and our morals for the kids. Teach them to love this country. Teach them to love one another. I'm pretty sure in the military photos that I've seen, the men and the women fighting next to each other, protecting each other, a sworn oath to each other. All races, all religions, all gender. And that's the way it should be for all of us.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Special guest tomorrow, very excited because he's coming to town for a special event, which is like, I think there's like two tickets left. Can't believe it. Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter. He's going to be joining us tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, so be ready for that. I've already told him he needs to clean up his language, but the message, it's powerful. Definitely powerful. Happy Flag Day. Happy birthday to the Army. Happy birthday to the Commander-in-Chief of the people. That would be President Donald J. Trump. It's just taking a long time for the truth to come out. It feels like. Whether it be the city of Reno, Sparks, state of Nevada, we're always looking for answers. But until people question the answers that they are given, and then they have to go through the whole rigmarole. You like that one? That was one of my grandfather's favorites, rigmarole. Yeah. You finally start to find the truth. And it looks as though the truth is going to start coming out about our election. The 2020 election. And that's why I tell people that are complaining all the time about Dominion and Smartmatic and, you know, we're not going to have a fair election until this is gone. Trust me, they will be gone. The information is starting to come out. This one out of Fulton County in Georgia, Fulton County election officials admits chain of custody documents missing for the 2020 absentee ballots deposited in drop boxes. Well, that's big. That is big. They're trying to make this a racist country. And you know who they are. Because whether it be vaxxers versus non-vaxxers, face masks versus non-face masks, rich versus poor, men versus women, the list goes on. And of course, black versus white. This is out of the Washington Post from yesterday. The racist legacy many birds carry. Also coming to light, yoga. What? Yes. Yoga. There is a yoga instructor that, well, I posted this online because you have to see it to believe it. There is a yoga instructor who is basically saying that yoga is racist. So the story's there for you to read. Because some of these are just too outrageous for me to get fully into. I do want to let you know about something that's happening over at Envy Energy. It's not actually happening at Envy Energy. Their name is being used. Stop falling for the scams. Envy Energy is seeing a huge increase in calls regarding scams. So if somebody calls you and tells you that your bill is past due and that they are going to turn off your power if they do not receive a payment from Zeal, MoneyPack, Venmo, that your power is going to be shut off. It's a scam. It is an absolute scam. Please do not fall for this. I tell you, if these criminals put just even the minor, just the most minuscule amount of effort into doing something illegal or legal, this would be another successful country. Hackers expose 8.4 billion passwords and post them online. Possibly the largest dump of passwords ever. This is why you change your password on a regular basis. A regular basis. Do you have the Newsbreak app on your phone? Well, if you do, like I did, just until actually a couple of days ago, Newsbreak, local news and beyond, puts it all in one spot for you. They are controlled and backed and funded by Chinese entities. Do you see a pattern here? Finally had to expose it. The truth finally comes out. I find it interesting that we know the Chinese, stop focusing on Russia. We know the Chinese are behind a lot of the information gathering on your children. We see that with apps, even in the Washoe County School District, with just another thing that you should be upset about. These Chinese apps are just going to collect information. Now, why do they need all this information? For what's coming? Because the Agenda 2030, the New World Order, whoever you want to call it, the elite, are using China as the base source. That's why they started their program there years and years and years ago. That's why they have social credits, to where if you speak out against the governor, oh, you get a bad social rating. And after so many bad social ratings, well, they can lock you out of what? Going to the grocery store? Getting your money out of the bank? Leaving your home? You think that sounds far-fetched, but it is... It is far from that. It's exactly what's going on. That's why they want all this information. Information is the new gold rush. Heck, it's more like a platinum rush. We'll get back to more of that coming up. Right now, though, let's take a look at the roads. Let's see how traffic is doing out there. Get a quick little traffic report from Phil Galbraith. Phil?
It is doing pretty good right now. There are no major accidents reported, but you will find a slowdown between Audi and Moana as you go through the construction zone on the Spaghetti Bowl. They'll finish that just in time to have to start it again. Also, if you're traveling into Carson, it is rather windy. They haven't put up a wind advisory yet, but it's coming down in the future. I can promise you that. This look at traffic is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com, a great place to go to get yourself a job, or if you need people, to get some great employees from, too, and it worked for me, HireMeNevada.com.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It looks as though, we might be winning a war on the poison being shot into people's arms. Johnson & Johnson throwing away Franken-jabs. That's interesting. And I absolutely just love this. Monica, I love your show. My son is graduating this week, and I have been flying his school flag on my house. I'm so proud of him and his accomplishments. When I heard your show opening today by Johnny Cash, I had to go and hang our American flag. I did it with pride and no prejudice whatsoever. I placed my hand on my heart and recited our Pledge of Allegiance. I'm saddened by people in this country that think that the American flag represents racism, white supremacy, etc. That our flag overrides the pride flag and BLM flag. Black, white, gay, lesbian, or whatever. One identifies himself or themselves. We are all Americans and should be proud to claim that. Red, white, and blue are the colors of freedom. Learn it, love it, live it. Thank you, Mark. And congratulations to your son. And congratulations to you and your whole family for raising such good Americans. Let's get to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. What's on your mind?
Hello. Just want to let you know what I'm up to with regards to Governor Sisolak making me a criminal. Me and about 3,000 other people here in Nevada. I called the Firearms Policy Coalition this morning, and even though I am on a budget, I can find $20 per month to send to them to, I'm going to say it's going to be for the rest of my life, to battle these violations of not only the Second Amendment, but the federal Constitution, Article 5, and also the similar provisions with regards to amending anything within the constitutions, state and federal, without going through the proper process. As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are the criminals. They are the criminals, and I hope that when the dust settles, we will deal with these people in such manner that they never, ever, ever, ever forget what happens when you try to enslave your neighbor. And that's who they are. They are our neighbors. I don't care if they live up in Caribou, Maine. I don't care if they live in San Diego. They are our neighbors. What torts me off is that we want to be left alone. We have done nothing in kind to them to turn them into slaves. Mm-hmm. We want to be left alone. We leave alone until you rile me. And when I get riled, you can't find a rock big enough to hide under.
That's absolutely true. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, what's being done to fight this horrendous law? And you have to understand that there are legal proceedings that are going through. But just as we've seen everything with the election results, just as we saw with the even the Senate lawsuit that was going after the two-thirds majority vote, the legal challenges take time, and unfortunately, people are not patient anymore. So, Vance,
I'm not patient anymore either. I lost my patience a long time ago.
Well, more and more people are following suit.
Well, if you folks out there listening to this want to know what the Democrats really are, I beg you, look up, search Hilmar Von Campy. Charlie Alpha Mike Papa Echo. Hilmar Von Campy, Warning for America. That man was a repented Hitler youth. And if anybody should know, I got a truck passing by here. Hold on.
But I got to also let you go, Vance. I got calls stacked up. So, I mean, we've talked about Campy before, and, you know, this, it's all playing out. It is. It's all playing out, just like we have been warning people. So, Vance, thanks for the call today. Let's check in with Kelly real quick. Kelly, just got a couple minutes here. What's on your mind?
Right on. I'm holding in my hand the 7-count sealed federal indictment, case number 4.18, CR for criminal 87. This is Judge Mazant. This is the United States grand jury charging Laura Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, a.k.a. Laura Maxka, M-A-C-Z-K-A, from Richardson, Texas. This is the 30-page sealed federal indictment. It did go to trial by jury 1 year later, and Richardson, Texas is about 1 million folks. If people want to look up that case, and did you get the copy of the Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman affidavit for the arrest warrant?
Yes, I did.
10 pages. Beautiful. Okay, so yeah, people, this is out here. The grand juries were sworn in last Friday in California, and I want to just encourage and support and reinforce you lovely neighbors in Nevada. Your Washoe County civil grand jury is who needs to be looking into these things. Each 17 of your counties is having a grand jury seated about this time of year to deal with the civil issues and matters. If you want to serve your people, get on your grand jury. It's training on how to be a government watchdog, woof, woof, and do the investigation. And hello to your puppies, and God bless the Republic, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Kelly. You too. Man, this woman works hard. Hey, here's a little bit of good news for you. Audit organizer says hundreds of thousands of ballots missing in Arizona. Boxes full of blank ballots. Imagine that. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. And I hope very quickly we see, we see the audit here in Northern Nevada. Hey, today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question: do you think the school closures are the cause of children's mental health issues? What do you think? 80% of those participating in the poll said yes. They needed the school. They needed the structure. They needed to be with their friends and be able to talk with their friends. Okay? This is the way it works. We are just like the pack animals out there. We're just like anything else. We need our pack. That's why they separated us. That's why they silenced us. Because they knew that it would take its toll on us. So, participate in today's poll question. While you're there, head on over to my webpage. Just click on the schedule, hit weekdays, hit the Monica J Show. I've got all kinds of things listed out there from last week and even from this week, from today, that I want to talk about and I want to get to. Speaking of getting to things, let's check in with Phil Galbraith in the newsroom. Take a look at what stories are coming up after the Fox News business update and the Fox News national update. Phil, what are we looking at today for some news?
Well, we're looking at an unfortunate death in Elko County over the weekend. Also, fire crews pulling a boy out of all things, a storm drain. And later on, we're going to be talking about the housing prices here in Northern Nevada.
Boy, we see that absolutely skyrocketing. So I do want to remind people, we talked about this last week, and that, thank you, Phil, and that is the fact that financial groups are going in and buying up properties. They are basically killing the American dream. Why is that? So they can rent them back to you. Because remember what Klaus Schwab said? You will own nothing and you will love it. Well, people don't love paying those astronomical rent prices. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.